I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, December 17th. No injuries reported after a house fire in Quincy this morning. The flames broke out at 237 Marlborough Street in Wollaston just before 7 a.m. Officials say all residents were out of the home when firefighters arrived. Further details are still unavailable. There is a snow emergency in effect in Quincy, which means parking is banned on all of the posted main roadways and allowed on the even-numbered side of side streets only. Motorists on streets that have parking on only one side may continue to park on that side. Violators will be towed at the owner's expense. Police tell me there have been many vehicles already towed. The parking garage at the former Hancock parking lot in Quincy Center will remain open throughout the storm for the maximum fee of $12 per day. Motorists are asked to park in a driveway if at all possible to allow crews to keep roadways as open as possible. The MBTA says it is running the Red Line on a regular schedule, but that delays are possible. Curbside collection of trash and recycling in Quincy is being delayed one day. Today's collection will take place Friday. Friday's pickup will be on Saturday. Quincy Public Schools are on a full remote early release day today. There will be no pre-kindergarten or kindergarten classes, and all extracurricular activities, including athletics, are canceled. A decision about Friday will be made sometime this evening. Questions or concerns about snow removal in Quincy may be directed to the Quincy DPW Snow Hotline at 617-376-1927, and power issues may be reported to National Grid at 1-800-465-1212 or by visiting their outage page on their website. Quincy officials are asking residents to assist their elderly or disabled neighbors to keep sidewalks clear and remove snow from around fire hydrants and storm drains near their property. Other news, there were 36 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, bringing the active case total to 1,190. The positivity rate remains at 5.36%. Quincy remains in the red category on the state's coronavirus risk assessment map. There have been 138 deaths. Two young men from Brighton are charged with having a loaded gun in their car in Quincy last night. Police stopped the car on the Southern Artery near Greenleaf Street just before 8 p.m. for speeding and other motor vehicle violations. When they found the loaded Smith & Wesson 38 caliber revolver in the vehicle, facing motor vehicle and firearms charges are 21-year-old Daquan Miller and 18-year-old Gabrielle Petit. Miller also faces charges of driving an unregistered, uninsured vehicle without a valid license. The Boston Cannons lacrosse team is leaving Quincy. The team has announced that it's leaving the Major League Lacrosse League and is merging with the newly formed Premier Lacrosse League. Teams in that new league will travel from city to city rather than having a home location. The Boston Cannons' new name will be the Cannons Lacrosse Club. Cannons played their home games last year at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy and invested $1 million into that facility. They won last year's Major League Lacrosse Championship. Officials with the Cannons and the new league say the merger will benefit players and fans. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Update for Thursday, December 17th.